With the latest news from NewsDakota.com, I'm Jamie Dickerman reporting. Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce is looking for nominations for the public to highlight difference makers in our community. Nominations are now being accepted for the Chamber's highly esteemed community awards that are given out at the annual Chamber Banquet in January.
We'll have the Business of the Year, which is selected through the Businesses of the Month. So if you want to nominate a business for that, I always nominate them for Business of the Month. Right now, we're accepting nominations for the Young Professional of the Year, the Above and Beyond Award winner, and the Citizen of the Year.
That's Executive Director Emily Bivens saying nominations will be accepted through Monday, December 5th at 4:30 p.m.
And all those nomination forms can be found on the Chamber's website at the bottom of the homepage.
The annual banquet set for January 19th of 2023.
If you know of somebody that is very deserving, please submit a nomination for them, and then our selection committees will review those.
You can get nomination forms for all awards at jamestownchamber.com. A passerby who's a retired paramedic pulled over at a two-vehicle crash scene and rescued a driver from a burning vehicle and provided first aid to both the driver and a passenger. Three people hurt in this fiery crash yesterday in Richland County shortly after 3 p.m. The female passenger was taken to Fargo by Sanford AirMed with serious injuries. The male driver also went to Sanford by ambulance with minor injuries. The female driver of the other vehicle is also in a Fargo hospital with unknown injuries. Deputies, along with the fire departments from Morton and Dwight and Breckenridge and Windmere ambulance, responding to this crash. The crash is still under investigation. North Dakota Supreme Court Justice Gerald VandeWall says he'll retire January 31st, Governor Doug Burgum announcing VandeWall's retirement. The 89-year-old VandeWall was appointed to the Supreme Court in 1978, served as Chief Justice from 1993 to 2019. He's the longest-serving Chief Justice in state history and remains on the court. He was reelected to his fourth 10-year term, the state's high court, 2014. For more news anytime, log on to NewsDakota.com.